Today's daf is Erevin daf Kufhei, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Kufhei Amir Aleph Tanu Rabbanon. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalem of the Shlomo ben Zara Aliza and of Vadya ben Miriam Leia. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivin Rav Moshe Chaim. But before we start today's daf, Poichsim Bechvoida Achsanya, I wanted to thank publicly Tzvi Rosen, who, as he just mentioned very eloquently and very much stole my thunder, has been a member of our Chabura since Brachas Daf Beis. And Tzvi, I knew who you are, and I knew of a lot of the chasodim you do from a distance. But now that I've gotten to know you personally and seen up close and personal the chasodim that you do, I have to tell you that I'm completely blown away. I know you do things batznei alecha, so I apologize for blowing your cover here a little bit, but your addition to our chabura has been a complete game changer for the chabura. It's been a tremendous chizik for myself in many ways. We've all been beneficiaries, and I appreciate it tremendously. And my bracha to you is that you should be zoicha to always make yoyma tova l'rabbanans. You should have nachis from your mishpacha. You should have nachis from the chabura. And we should always celebrate in momentous occasions such as today. Gesundheit. I also want to publicly acknowledge the CEO of our Eretz Yisrael chabura, Yitzi Steinmetz. He's just the CEO of everything. But I want to thank Yitzi and Binyam Bornstein, who I know really made this event happen. So thank you very, very much for everything that you do. V'yimale Hashem kol mishalis libchem l'toiva. And we should always make parties together in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. And, you know, hopefully I'll be able to be mishtatif in one of them. Hopefully we'll all be able to be mishtatif together. But thank you very much. I also want to thank Nassim Katz, Yaakov Brown, Mendy Helfgott, just to mention a few of our Eretz Yisrael Digger Chabura members. I don't know how you do it, but, you know, thank you for, you know, waking up in the middle of the night and really being a tremendous source of chizik. You know, some of the other things that you're involved with some of our projects. I really appreciate everything tremendously. I want to give a special shout out to my brother Mo in Yerushalayim, Moishi. So always good to see you. And thank you, really, everybody. Thank you, Aryeh, for being the master of ceremonies of everything. You're the official MC of Klal Yisrael. That's done. I mean, I think at this point, there's no going backwards. But really, thank you, everybody, for being mishtatif. And I look forward to, Yetz Hashem, we'll have a siyum that we can partake in together in person. But for now, thank you. And the last Amid in Masechta Zeirvin. Zokti Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. So the last Mishnah in Masechta Zeirvin was discussing a halacha about a sheretz shenimtza b'mikdash. A sheretz was found in the Beis HaMikdash. It's Shabbos and it's mukta. Ordinarily, you find the sheretz in the Beis HaMikdash, it's easy. You don't have to ask a rav. You take the sheretz and you get rid of it. The problem is it's Shabbos and it's mukta. And there was a whole discussion in the Mishnah how exactly you should dispose of the sheretz. Zok the Gemara a braisa. Kol nichnasin beheichol. Anyone is allowed to enter the Heichel, Livnois, Lesakein, Ulahoitzias Atoma. Whether you're going in to build, you're going in to renovate, or you're going in to remove Tuma for practical reasons, that Lach is everybody was allowed to enter. And by the way, Hakol is always Lerabbi. So anybody can enter. You could be a Kohen, you could be a Levi, you could be Yisrael, you could be Tomei, you could be Tar. Every person was allowed to enter the Heichel. Tremendous Chiddush. Ordinarily, Val Yavoi B'Choleis Al HaKodesh. The Heichel was off limits. But as it relates to practical reasons, Lesakein, Livnois, Ulahoitzias Atuma, Taloch is Hakom Nichnosim, says the Braisa, Umitzvah, Bekoyhanim, however, the Katrila or Koyan should go. Imenchon Kayhanim, Nichnos Olivian. If there's no Koyan, then a Levi should go. Imenchon Olivian, if there's no Levi, Nichnosim Yisraelim, then Yisrael should go. So, meaning anyone can go, but there's a pecking order in terms of how you should do it. The Idi, Tahirin, Intmeim Loy. However, even though it's first Koyan, then Levi, then Yisrael, but there's another thing you need to factor into consideration, and that is first a Tahar and then a Tame. So for example, if you have a Yisrael that's Tahar and a Kohen that's Tame, the Yisrael that's Tahar should be the one that goes in first, not the Kohen that's Tame. So Kohen has Kedima over Yisrael, obviously, but Tahar has Kedima over Kohen. Over Tameh, obviously. What if it's a question of a Tahar versus a Kohen? The Yisrael's Tameh, the Kohen's Tameh. So it said, the Braisa, Tahirin in to me. I'm like, Omer Rav Huna said, Rav Kahana, Misayeya Kahani. Rav Kahana was a Kohen, and he was looking out for the Kohanim. In other words, Rav Kahana who was an Amora, had a Braisa that had a different version. And this version benefited the Kayanim. And Rav Huna said the reason Rav Kahana's Braisa benefited the Kayanim is not a coincidence, because he was a Kahana that was Misayeya Kahani. You find sometimes different Kayhanim and the Achroinim will say something like that. Rameir Simcha will say he's going to be like a Kayan that's Misayeya Kayhanim and a Fa'en for a Shverik Tzoyz. But if Kahana was a Kayan, it was Misayeya Kayhanim. And the truth is, if the factor of Kahana was a Kayan is very controversial. Tais Mesechtes Kedushin, Dav Chesem and Aleph has theories whether if Kahana was a Kayan. Tais says maybe there were two Rav Kahanas, but that's for a whole nother day. So what's this Braisa that seems to give the nod to the Kayhan? It says in the Torah that you're not allowed to go Allah Parochas. I would have thought that you Kehana Bali Mum with Nasabain Ulam Mizbeh Lassis for Kriya Pachin. I would think that if he had a coin that's a Bal Mum, he should not be allowed to enter the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeh. That's in the Azara, between the Ulam and the Mizbeh, even if he's going simply to make some renovations. Talmud Loimar, the Pasik says, Ach ala paroiches la yavoi, and the word Ach is always memayit. Ach is chalak. And we learn from there that there are times that even a koyim balmum is allowed to enter el ha paroiches. Stating that, the Braisa says as follows. Here's the rule. Mitzvah betmimim. If somebody has to go in and to do some renovation, someone that's not a balmum should go. Ein shom tmimim, nechnas a balmum. If you don't have someone that's not a Baal Mum, then a Baal Mum should go. Mitzvah b'tahirim. Ideally, the person that goes should be tar. Ein sham tahirim, nechnasin tmei. And if you don't have anyone that's tar, then okay, you have no choice. A tamei is going to go. Idi v'idi, kayanim in Yisraelim lo. But even though there's an order, first you want someone that's a tamei and then a Baal Mum. First you want someone that's tar, and then you want someone that's tamei. There's also an idea that first a kayan should go, and then a Yisrael should go. But here's the punchline. If it's a shaila of a kayan that's a Baal Mum, or a Kohen that's Tomei versus a Yisrael that's a Tomim, or a Yisrael that's Tahar, Idi v'Idi, what's the final analysis? What always takes precedence? Kohanim in Yisraelim Loi. This is not like the previous Braisa. The previous Braisa said, Idi v'Idi Tahirin in Tmeim Loi. It's always Tahar first and then Tomei. Meaning, Kohen Levi Yisrael, that's a secondary factor. Rav Kahana's Braisa was, Idi v'Idi Kohanim in Yisraelim Loi. Why Rav Kahana favored the Kohanim? So Rav Huna said, because Rav Kahana was Messiah Kahani. So you see that a Bamum is a Bidiyevet, and a Tomei is a Bidiyevet. So what if it's a question of a Tomei or Bamum, who should go in? Rav Chiba Rashi, Rav Chiba Rashi said in the name of Rav, Tomei Nichnas, the Tomei should go in first. Meaning, better let the Tomei go than let the Bamum go. Why? Because even though a Tomei is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, Tomei is not allowed to do the Avodah, but there are times that a Tomei is allowed to do the Avodah. We just started Mesechtes Pesachim, and in Mesechtes Pesachim, we're going to learn the Sugya of Tomei Hutra B'Tzibur, Tomei Tchuyah B'Tzibur. Any carbon tzibur was allowed to be brought even by kohanim that were tamei. So being that you find an idea that a tamei can do the avoida, albeit avoida tzibur, that means the psul tamei is a lesser psul. So that's why if it's a question of a tamei or bamum, the tamei should be the one that goes. Rabbi Laza said bamum nichnas. The bamum should be the one that goes first. Ishtiri ba'achilas kachin. Because a tamei is not allowed to do the avoida, he's also not allowed to eat kachin. Whereas a bamum is allowed to eat kachim. A balmum is not allowed to do the avodah, but he's allowed to eat kachim. So you see the psul of balmum is the lesser of the psulim. As a result, you have a question, who should go in? Who's the hakal hakal? So it would make more sense for it to be the balmum. Rav Shimon Oimer v'chulo. So the Mishnayis of Mesechtes Erevin ended, with a very cryptic statement from Rav Shimon. The last line in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Rav Shimon Oimer, Rav Shimon said, Makoim shehitiru l'cha chachamim, Mishalcha nasnu lecha, shaloi heitiru lecha ela misham shvos. Sounds like a riddle. So what does this mean? So the Gemara is going to say it actually means two different things, and it's a comment on two separate Mishnayos that we had earlier in the Masechta. Rav Shimon Oimer v'chul. Rav Shimon heichakai. What's Rav Shimon referring back to? So the Gemara says hasam kai. He's going back in the following Mishnah. The Tanan le'il daf nun beis amid beis. Mishich shechutz l'tchom. If somebody finds himself outside of the tchom on Shabbos, then he was trying to make his way back home for Shabbos. He couldn't make it home. Not only didn't he make it home, he wasn't even within the tchum. He wasn't even within the alpayim amah from his house. So what's the halacha? Afilu ama achas lo yikanes. Even if he misses it by one amah, he can't go in. Meaning, had he been within the tchum of his city, then he's good to go. Then he can go back home. His makom shvisa for Shabbos is his house. It's his city. But being that he was outside by even one amah, he's 2,001 amahs away from his house. So the halach is, even if he's off by an amah, he can't enter. Reb Shimon argued. He said, afilu chamesh esrei amah yukanes. Reb Shimon came up with an interesting number. He says, if you're within 15 amahs, we give you a buffer. We're going to look away. Why? He said, lefi she'ena meshuchais mematzen es amidos. The reason is because the people that used to measure, they didn't measure it punktlich. They used to be off a little bit, mipnei hatayim, and they did it on purpose. So they dafka wanted you to think that it's off by a little bit, because like this, they understand that people are going to make mistakes when they measure, so they wanted to give you a little buffer. Either way, Tanakama said, you're not allowed to enter. For Amalei Reb Shimon, and what Reb Shimon said, you are allowed to enter. So what does it have to do with our Mishnah? So Reb Shimon has a halacha that you'd be allowed to enter the Tchum as long as you're within 15 amas from the Tchum. So the Mishnah said, Reb Shimon Oimer, Mokoim Shehitiru Lucha Chachamim Mishalcha Nasnu Lucha. He's referring back to this comment that he made in the Mishnah Daf Nun Beis, where he said, I give you an extra 15 amas. The Chachamim seem to have been very nice, right? Oh, wow. You're getting an extra 15 amas? No, you're not really getting an extra 15 amas. Mishalcha Nasnu Lucha. They're really giving you the 15 amas that are yours anyways. Because when they made the Tchum, they moved it in 15 amas. Because they were afraid that otherwise you would make a mistake. So don't think the Chachamim are giving you a gift. This that they're giving you, they're really giving you something that belongs to you. Shalahitiru lecha ela mishum shvos. What was the second part of what Reb Shimon said? Shalahitiru lecha ela mishum shvos. What's that referring to? A whole different halacha. Hecha koi. So the Gemara says hasam koi. It's going back on a Mishnah that we had only a few dafin ago. Daf kuf beis al mid beis. The Kamatana Kama Koishra. The Mishnah over there was discussing what would be if the harp in the Beis HaMikdash, one of the strings, snapped. So the Mishnah said Koishra nima b'mikdash. And the Gemara brought a braisa that contradicted the Mishnah. There were five pshatim in the Gemara, had to reconcile the Mishnah and the braisa. And within the discussion of reconciling the Mishnah and the braisa, the Gemara brought a mefurish braisa where Reb Shimon argues with this halacha. Reb Shimon Oimer Oinva. That was in the Mishnah, the Gemara, and the braisa that the Gemara brought on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says that this Reb Shimon is going back on that. The Kama, Tanakama Kaisha. Tanakama said that if one of the strings snapped, you're allowed to tie. Normally, Reb Shimon said Oinva. No, you shouldn't tie it with a knot. Rather, all you should do is make a bow. Why? Aniva, a bow, which is not something that's asam edayrai, so it's never going to come to a chatos, that the Rabbanan allowed you to do. Kshira, the asli dechi of chatos, whereas a kshira, a knot, that's asli dechi of chatos, that leshar le Rabbanan didn't allow you to do. Why? Because if you're going to make a kasher shal kayama, it's a deirai, and even if you're not going to make a kasher shal kayama, you're going to make a kasher she'en shal kayama, but it can come the day kasher shal kayama. It's a gzera, it's a little too close and it's too similar, and as a result, Chazal didn't want you to do that, so that's what Reb Shimon meant in the last comment when he said Shaloi heitiru lecha ela mishum shvus. He's referring to why he said in the Brayis on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, if one of the strings of the kinar snap, do an aniva, because aniva is only going to be a shvus. So being that it's only a shvus and shvus b'mikdash, so on the base of mikdash, it's not a problem to do it. As opposed to if you're going to make a kesher, now you're touching upon a deraisa de gesugi, it's more chamor, and it's for that reason said Reb Shimon that better oinva than koishra, hadron alocha moitzi tefillin, uslikolam esechtes erevin. But before we make the real hadron, just one short raid bite as it relates to what we've been doing and learning over the last several months. And that is, the Gemara says in Masechtes Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Omer Rab Yoichanon, Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of the great Tana Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, as in Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, as Rabbi Yossi, as in Nimuka Imon. Kalamanig as a Shabbos. If someone is Ma'anig Shabbos, he enjoys Shabbos, he's Mechabit Shabbos. Shabbos is real by him. The bracha that he's going to get is he will merit a nachala, an inheritance, b'li mitzarim. There's going to be no gvul. Shenemar, because Yeshaya Novi said, Oz tisana gal Hashem v'chulu, v'hachalticha nachala Yaakov Avicha. That if a person keeps Shabbos, he's going to be zoicha to the nachala of Yaakov Avinu. Like Avram, shekasa by kumas alich baris l'argul arachba. The pasuk says, not that you're going to get the nachala of Avram Avinu, who had a Yerusha, but there was a black and lot number. There was a gvul. V'loiki Yitzchah shekasek by kilochol zaracha etin es kol ha'rotzei ha'el. You're going to get this land. Elokei Yaakov. You're going to be zoicha to the bracha of Yaakov, shekos of boy in this week's parasha. Ufaratz to yoma v'kedma v'tzafoyna v'negba. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Yaakov Avinu had a dream. V'hinei su'a mutzav arza v'roisha megiyah ha'shamayma. And what did Eibishter to tell him? V'hoya zaracha kafara oretz. Ufaratz to yoma v'kedma v'tzafoyna v'negba. The Yaakov Avinu was going to be zoicha to bracha nachala b'limitzarim. So a person that keeps Shabbos, oz tisana gal Hashem v'hachalticha, what are you going to merit? Nachlas Yaakov Avinu, like Avram, but like Yitzchak, like Yaakov Shakasubai, who faratz the yom of a kedma v'tzafoyin of a negba. And it's obviously a little bit tzarech beer. What exactly does it mean when we say nachla b'limitzarim? What does that mean? A nachla b'limitzarim. What's the tifkeit of what it means? What's the pnimius hatayim? The Chassam Sofer, in one of his drushes, and this is a drasha that he gave on Shabbos Hagadol in the year Tavkuf Samech Beis. So he said over a vart that he heard from his Rebbe the Hafla. The Chassam Sofer began with Shabbos Hagadol, and he was talking about Pesach. This is the segue from Erevin to Pesach. So he was talking about the Pesach, and he said that we say by in the beginning of the Seder, Holach Ma'anyo Da Cholo Avasona, Kol Dichvin Yesev V'Yechol, Kol Ditzrich Yesev V'Yifsach. And the Chassam Sofer asked Takashi, he said, "How could you say that? It's not true. Could a person actually invite? Imagine a person would go and on his way home from shul, he would invite all his neighbors and all his everyone he davens in shul with, and he says, 'Everybody, you're coming home now for the Leila Seder,' right? It's not going to play out right because it's not possible. How could you say with a straight face, 'Kol dichven yesev yechol'?" So the Chassam Sofer said, "This is one of the holiest nights of the year. You're sitting down at the Leila Seder. You're wearing your vasa kittel. You're like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. It's rather deravid, and you start off with a lie, sheker v'chazav. You say, 'Kol dichven yesev v'yechol, kol ditzruch yesev v'yifsach.'" He said it's not true. Said the Heilige Chassam Sofer that the pasuk says in Parshas Kisavei. So Parshas Kisavei, of course, is famous for the toichacha. But the truth is, you have the brachas in Parshas Kisavei as well. The glass half full. The pasuk is going through all the brachas. Vayim shemayet tishmo kei l'Hashem alekecha lishmar lasis kol mitzvah sasher neichim mitzavcha yoyim undesan chashem alekecha el yoyim al kol goyei haaretz uvo alecha kol habrachos ha'ela. And then the pasuk goes through all the brachas. Baruch atov ir, baruch atov asada, baruch b'fitna. I'm skipping. Baruch tanacha u'mishar techa. Tanacha, your keli, your basket is going to be blessed. Zok Rashi, what does it mean? This is the bracha. Baruch tanacha u'mishar techa. Says Rashi, it means the peiros shebit tanacha. That one of the brachas is that if a person is going to do what he's supposed to do, kisishma b'koil Hashem alekecha, uvo alecha kol habrachas ha'elo. One of the brachas are that your peiros, that you have in your tanacha, that you have inside your basket, those peiros are going to be blessed. But the Chassam Sofer said that he was mekabel from his Rebbe Dafla. He said that there's a deeper pshat. Tanacha means the basket, pshute kimashmoy. And the bracha is that your basket's going to be blessed. So he says, "Well, you need your basket to be blessed." He said, "Because every person is mitzumtzum. We're limited in terms of what we're capable of. We're limited in terms of how much strength we have. We're limited in terms of our intellectual capacity, our mental capacity, our emotional capacity. We're limited in terms of space. We are limited because we're bound by science. We're bound by physics. A basket can only contain in it so much bracha. Because at the end of the day, whatever the size of the basket is, that's how much it's going to be able to hold." Said the Hafla, the oimek of the brach of Baruch Tanacha is, as the Eibush is saying, that I'm going to bench your basket, that it's going to be a kli that's mu'it, but it's going to be machzik as hamerubah. And the Chassam Sofer said that's the greatest brach that a person can get, that he should be a mu'it ha-machzik as hamerubah. You don't have a lot of time, but in the little bit of time you have, you're going to be able to accomplish so much. You're limited in terms of your capabilities. Physics is bound. You, but at the same time, you're going to be able to blow right by it, and that's the concept, the idea of Baruch Tanacha U'mishartecha. The Chassam Sofer says that that pshat that you find in the Beis Hamikdash in the Azor when the Yidden used to be Oyle Regal, so they were Oymdim Tzfufim U'mishtachvim Revachim, because when they were in the Beis Hamikdash, they were so close to the Makam of Kedusha, so they weren't bound by physics, and as a result, they were Oymdim Tzfufim, but at the same time, they were Mishtachvim Revachim. So the Hilk Chassam Sofer feared us in the Shabbos Hagadol Drachchel and Tav Kuf Samach Beis. He told the Oylem that if a person understands what the Leil HaSeder is, if a person understands all the hashpoyos that are coming down, a person at the Leil HaSeder can be mamish in the Makam HaMikdash. His Pesach could be a Makam of Kedusha, so holy, that you can be literally living the bracha of Baruch Tanacha, where you're not going to be bound at all by the laws of physics. And you can say with a straight face, Kol dichvin yeseh v'yechol, kol ditzrich yeseh v'yifsach, and it's not a lie. Because everybody will be able to walk in, because you'll be zoicha to the brach of oimdim tzvufim u'mishtachmim revachim. It's Yidua, the Welt says that in Presburg, the people saw miracles like this, where people used to come, the Chassam Sofer used to say it by, that he saw it by his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, that people used to come for Yontif, and he said they were oimdim tzvufim u'mishtachmim revachim. We've heard things like this by tzaddikim, but tzedek sam soifa, every person is really shaykh to it, and that's the bracha. That's the bracha baruch tanacha. And I was thinking maybe that's pashim shach in Chazal. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi. If somebody keeps Shabbos, what does nachlo b'limitzarim mean? There's going to be no gvul. There's going to be no meitzar. It's going to be the manifestation of the bracha of Baruch Tanacha. And that was the bracha of who? That was the bracha of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, in this week's parasha, when he has his dream, the Eibishter comes to him and he tells him, Yaakov, I'm going to give you a bracha that I didn't give your father. I didn't give you a zeda. This is a chiddush in Hilchas Brachas. There's an idea of Baruch Tanacha, where you're not going to be mitzumtzim, there's no gvul. You think you're limited in terms of what you're capable of accomplishing, but the truth is, there's an idea of ufaratz to yom avakedmo, and someone that's ma'aneges ha-shabbos, nois nolei nachlo, beloi mitzarim. I saw in the Perish Harif, on the Ein Yaakov, on this Gemara, so in the Perish Harif, he says that if the Gemara says, kol ma'aneges ha-shabbos, nois nolei nachlo, beloi mitzarim, and what's the makar to that? It's the brach of Yaakov, it's nachlos Yaakov avik. Yaakov was zeichet to a faratz to yom of a kedem of tzafayin of an egma. So it almost implies that Yaakov kept Shabbos. Because if Yaakov got nachal of limitzarim, so probably he was a manigas of Shabbos, and that's why he got nachal of limitzarim. That's the horror of the riff in his pirush on the end Yaakov. He says, where do you find that Yaakov Avinu kept Shabbos? He says, what do you mean? You're going to tell me? Of course Yaakov Avinu kept Shabbos. Yaakov was mechal Shabbos? What's the other side? Yaakov didn't keep Shabbos? He says, Yaakov was married to two sisters. So the Rabban says, because it was in Chutz Laretz. Okay, so Yaakov was in Chutz Laretz. Maybe he didn't keep Shabbos. He says, how do you know Yaakov Avinu kept Shabbos? What's the makar? You have a makar that Yaakov Avinu kept Shabbos? So says the riff, I found one makar. I have one makar that Yaakov Avinu kept Shabbos. It's a Bereishis Rabba. The pasuk says in Parshas Vayishlach, next week's Parsha, Vayichan es p'nei yo'ir. Bereishis Rabba, Perek Yud Aleph Oizayin. What does it mean, Vayichan es p'nei yo'ir? Kova Tchume Shabbos. He was Koveya Tchume Shabbos. That's what it means. Yaakov Avinu made Erev Tchumen. And because Yaakov Avinu made Erev Tchumen, so obviously he kept Shabbos. And that's the idea that because he kept the Erev Tchumen, he was zoicha now to his own bracha, the bracha of Yaakov Avinu, and that's why he got nachlo b'limitzarim. Why did he get nachlo b'limitzarim? He had to have kept Shabbos, because had he not kept Shabbos, he wouldn't have been zoicha. So where do you find that he kept Shabbos? You find it right here. You find it by this idea of Vayichan es p'neir. Parenthetically, mamish, very, very quickly, there's a sefer, it's called Nachlas Binyamin. It was written by a friyadigger. It's a little bit al-pi Kabbalah, and it's written on Sefer HaMitzvahs. I've had this in my pocket, the whole Masechta. I've been waiting to speak it out, never got a chance, so I'm lo yachshav of Emesai, not waiting 7.5 years. So the Nachlas Binyamin says that what's the pshat that on Shabbos everybody gets 2,000 amas, right? What's the idea that on Shabbos you get 2,000 amas? That's the Tchum Shabbos. So he says a dover nifla. He says that the Gemara says if somebody doesn't have a Tchum, let's say you don't have a Tchum, you fell asleep on the side of the road, it was Bein Hashmashes, and you never were Kaveh a Tchum. So what's the halacha? Ein lo yelo, arba amas. Misha hoitz you chutz lo Tchum. If somebody throws you out of the Tchum, so what do you have? You don't have 2,000 amas. What do you have? Arba Amis. So what's the methodology behind Arba Amis? So says the Gemara, a person, the average size person is 3 amas. You need to be able to spread and to lie. So you have a little wingspan. That's another Amma. So you end up with 4 Ammas. So he says, the Gemara says in the Sechtes Chagig, in the beginning of the second parak, that Adam Arishan, before he did the Avera, he was Misoifa Oilam Ve'ad Soifa. And then he did the Avera, and the Eibishter made him smaller. Eibishter made him smaller. And that's why we are the way we are today. But before Adam Arishan did the Chet, Adam Arishan was really a lot bigger than we are today. So he says, how much bigger was he? So says the Nachlas Binyamin, I think we can make a Pashta Cheshvan. We know Mida Toiva is Meruba Mimidos Peronios 500 times. So if that's the case, he was probably 500 times bigger than we are. So if we're 3 Amas, so Adam Arishan was 3 times 500, was 1,500 Amas. If we need 1 Am of wingspan, Adam Arishan needed 500 times 1 of wingspan, which is 500 Amas. So it comes out Adam Arishan was Alpayim Amo. That's what he was. We're Ein Lo Yala Arba Amas. But other issue was 2,000 Amas. So the Nachas Ben Yamin said that on Shabbos, it's Me'ein Olam Haba. It's Me'ein Lo Asad Lavoi. And he says every Yid becomes Me'ein what he's going to be like. And when the Lo Asad Lavoi is going to come, we're going to all go back to the Madrega of Adam Arishan Kaidam Achet. Oh, he said the Madrega of Adam Arishan Kaidam Achet. That's a Madrega of Alpayim Amas. That's why every Yid on Shabbos gets Alpayim Amas. This is a remes. Tvarim the Flom and Pnimiyas HaTorah to the idea of Alpayim Amas of Adam Arishan Kaidam Achet. But Yaakov Avinu kept Shabbos, and Yaakov Avinu is the brach of Nachlas Yaakov. He's Nachla B'limitzor. And where do you see it? Vayichan es penei ho'ir. You see it from Tchumen. And I was thinking, if there's one limud in Shatz that's more about Gedorim and Mitzorim, it's Mesechtas Erevin. It's the most granular, tedious in terms of 4 Tfachim, 10 Tfachim, 10 Amos. You can't even learn Erevin without pictures come out. It's impossible. I don't even know how people learned Erevin 20 years ago, right? It's very, very hard. It's just so Tvachim and Amis, and if the city shaped this way, it should. It's all about Gedarim. It's all about Mitzarim. In lo yela arba Amis, right? You can't go more than 2,000 Amis. That's what it's about. But Yaakov Avinu kept the Mitzarim of Shabbos, and what was he zoicha to? He was zoicha to Nachla b'li Mitzarim. So that's my hergish. My hergish is that we just said Hadron Alach Masechtas Erevin, and really Hadron Alach Masechtas Erevin is Hadron Alach Masechtas Shabbos and Hadron Alach Masechtas Erevin. It's very much a two-part series. That's what Shabbos and Erevin is. And we would zoicha to be Ma'aniges HaShabbos 7 days a week. Ma'aniges HaShabbos literally from Shabbos Daf Beis all the way to Erevin Daf Kofei. And we learned especially in Masechtas Erevin about all the different mitzarim and all the different gedarim. That was very, very much the avodah. And I'll tell you, just to digress from one hergish to another hergish, and that is, I'm sure there are a lot of people today in Klal Yisrael that are saying Hadron Alach Masechtas Erevin that probably never thought they were capable of saying Hadron Alach Masechtas Erevin. I mean, Erevin is probably the hardest Masechta in Shas. I mean, even if you want to argue, there's some others, but in terms of how difficult it is and how long it is, it's definitely the winner. There's no question. And for so many Yidden to say Hadron Alach Masechtas Erevin, again, many of which I'm sure didn't think that, especially with all the adversity and all the mishagasim that's been going on in the world over the last few months, I think it's a tremendous accomplishment for everybody. And I think it shows this idea of Baruch Tanacha, that we're all capable of more. I'll speak for myself. But I think we're all clearly, clearly capable of more. And the biggest raya that we're capable of more than we thought we're capable love is by saying the words Hadron Alach Masechtas Erevin. And the truth is sometimes I feel like the biggest geder and the biggest meitzar is not the chatzar, and it's not your front yard, and it's not your roof, and it's not your karfif shalei hukuf ledira. But really what it is, it's inside our own mind, and that's really where the mitzarim are. But we should be zoicha taka to kol ma'aniges ha'shabes noisan loy nachla b'li mitzarim, and the nachla b'li mitzarim is the nachla of Yaakov Avinu. We all put in tremendous koiches, every single one of us, and even if you didn't finish the Masechta, but we still all put in Masechtas, we all put in tremendous, tremendous koiches, and we should be zoicha to the bracha of Ufaratzta Yama Vakedma Vitzafoina Venegba. Instead of living in a world of Ufartzu Chaimais Migdalai, we should be zoicha to the brachos of Ufaratzta. And on that note, Hadron Alach Masechtas Erevin Vahadroch Alon. Daitan Alach Masechtas Erevin Vitaitach Alon. Nisnishne Minach Masechtas Erevin Vilaisisnishne Minon. Loba Oma Hadain Vilaba Oma Dase. Hadron Alach Masechtas Erevin Vahadroch Alon. Daitan Alach Masechtas Erevin Vitaitach Alon. Lo Nisnishne Minach Masechtas Erevin Vilaisisnishne Minon. Loba Oma Dain Vilaba Oma Dase. Hadron Alach Masechtas Erevin Vahadroch Alon. Daitan Alach Masechtas Erevin Vitaitach Alon. Lo Nisnishne Minach Masechtas Erevin Vilaisisnishne Minon. Loba Oma Dain Vilaba Oma Dase. Yiratzim Ulfanecho. Chanina bar Papa, Rami bar Papa, Nachman bar Papa, Achoy bar Papa, Abba Mori bar Papa, Raphim bar Papa, Rochish bar Papa, Surcha bar Papa, Adam bar Papa, Doru bar Papa. Harav no Adinei lehenu estivisei roscha befinu befiyas amcha beis Yisrael. V'niya kulonu anachnu v'tzatzoeinu, v'tzatzoi tzatzoeinu, v'tzatzoi amcha beis Yisrael, kulonu yoyde shemecho, v'loim deisai rasecha v'shma, mei oivai tichakmeini mitzvoi secha, ki lioilam hili, yili bisamen b'chukecho l'man le'evach, lioilam le'eshkach b'chudecho, ki vam chi yisani baruch ato adinoi, lamdenu chukecho, Amen, 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 selavot. Oid manach tu lufanach adi noy lehin v'lai v'senish. Samtuch al kenem yoshv v'esam medrish. V'loi samtuch al kenem yoshv v'kronish. Ono mashkim v'hem mashkim. Ono mashkim v'divrei toir v'hem mashkim v'dvarim v'terlum. Ono amelum v'hem amelum. Ono amelum v'kabam schar v'hem amelum v'enum v'kabam schar. Ono rotzim v'hem rotzim. Ono rotzim l'v'chayonim abo v'hem rotzim v'yashachas shenema v'ato l'him t'yridin v'yashachas anshi domem v'imr l'yachzu yamei v'ani eftach boch. Yirotzoin lufanach adi noy lihai. K'shem shazar tani l'saim v'sachas erivin kain tazreni l'haskel m'sachtus v'sfarim acherim l'saim. L'umoidu l'lami l'shma v'lasus l'kaimis kol divis amutar y'sach Yahavo, who beschus kala tanoim, vamayiram, islamide chachom, and yamadli ulazari, shloy tomosh atoyer mi pium, bizari, bizerzari adoilum, yisiskayim bi besalecha chotan choisach, beshach bechotishma rolecha, vahakitsoisa, hi sisichecha, hi viyirbu yomecha, vioisifulchosh noischayim, oirich yomim bi amino, besmoila oisha vechovoid, adinoi oisla moyitain, adinoi yvorich es amoy vasholim.
Amen.